While Newton went, not without a muttered grumbling to undo the shawls which had already been exhibited 4 or 5 times that day, Margaret looked around upon the nursery. The first room in that house with which she had become familiar 9 years ago, when she was brought, all untamed, from the New Forest to share the home, the play, and the lessons of her cousin Edith. She remembered the dark, dim look of the London nursery, presided over by an austere and ceremonious nurse, who was terribly particular about clean hands and torn frocks. At home, before she came to live in Harley Street, her mother's dressing room had been her nursery, and as they kept early hours in the country parsonage, Margaret had always had her meals with her father and mother. Oh, well did the tall, stately girl of 18 remember the tears shed with such wild passion of grief by the little girl of 9 as she hid her face under the bedclothes in that first night, and how she was bidden not to cry by the nurse because it would disturb Miss Edith. Now she had got to love the old nursery, though it was but a dismantled place, and she looked all round with a kind of cat-like regret at the idea of leaving it forever in 3 days. Margaret went down laden with shawls and snuffing up their spicy eastern smell. Her aunt asked her to stand as a sort of lay figure on which to display them, as Edith was still asleep. Her tall, finely made figure set off the long, beautiful